Babies with the most common form of dwarfism now have the chance to be treated with a wonder drug that is boosting the growth of older children with the bone growth disorder. Professor Ravi Savarirayan, clinical geneticist at Murdoch Children's Research Institute, is on the line. He's in the beautiful Swedish city of Gothenburg. Professor, at what stage of the child's development do they get this injection and how does it work?
Well, the trial that we've just completed, we started treating children at age 5 years and we treated them up, and they were between 5 and 14. And the drug is an injectable drug that's given a bit like an insulin injection once a day. And basically, kids with this condition, it's like driving your car with the handbrake on. It doesn't go quite as fast and the bones don't go quite as fast. And what this drug does is basically take the handbrake off and allow more regular growth to resume. We've been able to show that it looks like the medication is both safe and effective, which is great news.
When can it be determined whether or not a child is going to develop dwarfism? Before birth?
Well, this particular type of dwarfism, which is the most common type, can usually be detected around about 30 weeks of pregnancy onwards. Most children are detected in the first 3 months of life because you don't normally see it at the routine scan at about 20 weeks. But most kids come to our attention by the time they're about 3 months old.
Can they be injected in utero?
Well, potentially, but I think the ethical things around that are pretty hard. And I think that we're also doing trials in injecting younger children, and we believe that we'll get very good results from that, with avoiding all the ethical issues of injecting a pregnant woman.
By the time that the growing has been done, on average, how many extra centimetres will be provided by this course of injections?
Well, I can only speak to the data that we've produced, and we basically were able to almost convert children with achondroplasia to the same growth rate as their peers without achondroplasia, which is an extra approximately 2 centimetres per year. Obviously, the height is just one thing. We're obviously hoping for better function and for decreased medical complications, because this condition has a variety of medical complications as well.
That is absolutely incredible. Does it work on people who do not have achondroplasia?
We don't know, because it's never been used before in any human. So these are all questions for the future. But I guess from my perspective, it's a precision therapy that was made for achondroplasia. So I think we're getting to the stage now where families and children will have more options for better health. And hopefully they'll better put me out of a job so I don't need to see them anymore in the hospital.
It is some medical discoveries and things you hear about are very decent, and they'll, have a better result for people by 5% or something like this. This is sort of a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's one of those. I think we've just come over a tipping point today, because basically we're going to hopefully keep these children really well and healthy. And so I think the field has changed, and I think we've now shown many people that it's worthwhile. And so there are many more companies involved wanting to have better drugs. And look, in the end, for me, as a medical doctor, I just want to give children and their families more options for better health. That's what it's all about. But it's important.
Looking at it from another point of view, let's say some evil genius got hold of this and wanted to create a team of 8-foot-tall footballers. Is it possible to give artificial growth to someone showing a bit of promise on the footy field?
Well, that's hard to ask. I think that might be a bit like the Essendon supplement scandal. Seemed like a good idea at the time, because I think you need a diversity is very important. You need your ruckman, but if they're all 8 foot tall, they wouldn't be very good at the football side, because you need the small crumbing forwards as well.
Professor, lovely to chat with you. Congratulations on your significant work. And we know you're in Gothenburg in Sweden, which is a beautiful town, so enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much. It's midnight here and it's still quite bright, so I will. And look, thanks for having me on the show.
Professor Ravi Savarirayan, clinical geneticist at Murdoch Children's Research Institute.